has found. Says, and when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. I know I'm probably not the normal person you see up here, but please be a little bit patient because this is my first time doing something like this. I'm going to go back a little bit in the reading, the first reading, because that does give a little bit of context to what I am going to be talking about, but I'm just going to give a little summary. So the Israelites were getting pretty impatient with God for something to happen. So what did they do? The obvious thing, of course, they took all of their gold jewelry, took the jewelry and made a mold, and cast it into a statue of a golden calf. Then they proceeded to worship this golden calf as their new god. But how does this apply to me, you may ask? My fellow teenagers may also be thinking, why should I care that people a long, long, long time ago did this? Well, I didn't really think about this one myself until I started writing this sermon. I'm sure some of you may also be thinking, why haven't you thought about this before? I've thought about this many, many, many times. But I'm also sure you've probably had a few more years than I have to think about it. I'm only 14. But now I've realized. Here's what I've come up with. This applies to pretty much everything in our lives. Inadvertently, we all have our own golden calves in our life. Whether it's glorifying celebrities, clothing styles, brands, groups of people, richer people, or maybe our political leaders, whether it's because of our complete devotion to them or our unending hatred towards something, it interrupts our life with God and becomes our own golden calf. Now, continuing on, after the golden calf was constructed and worshiped, well, God didn't really approve, per se. He went and talked to Moses, and he was pretty angry. He told Moses to go down and talk to the Israelites, as they had acted out against God after he had gotten them out of Egypt. And then he continues to say, well, actually, never mind. I'm a little bit too angry, so, you know, I'm just going to kill all of the Israelites with my wrath. Moses implores God about why he is so angry with the people that he saved. He tells him to think about what he is doing, and he asks them not to kill all of the Israelites. And luckily, it works. You know, God does have to change his mind sometimes. Before writing this, you know, I didn't really think about how many times God almost does something terrible. It's kind of interesting how we think of God as a perfect being, and also somehow forget the amount of times he tries to kill a group of humanity or a group of people who annoy him. This isn't to say that God isn't a divine being or that he made some huge mistake, but he did come pretty close a few times to killing off a lot of people. Also, I really think we have to give it to Moses. Instead of being afraid to tell God what he thought was right, he told God off. He kept God's reality in check with the humans. Humans aren't perfect. We idolize almost everything, and we sin, and we act out against God. But we're here for a reason, and we were created in God's image to serve and live out our life without worries of sin, because Jesus died for us so that our human mistakes, our sins, wouldn't keep us away from eternal life with Christ. Amen.